What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Conor. Just off the train. Trained my way in just to do this podcast today.
You have such commitment to the show at this point.
I would say I'm pretty committed. It's been 5 years. The Ireland just got e-tickets for the train, and I tried to use one, and it didn't work. So
it's too advanced. It's too far gone.
Don't know how it works. I just showed it to the guy, and he was like, yeah, get on.
All our technology in Ireland. This is your first episode, by the way. Sean, what do they do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read all of those stories out to me, a man who has been too busy updating Ireland's public transportation system to look at any weird news.
The main thing to remember with where we live is mostly that any sort of technology, you really need to get it to the last farmer for him to understand it before it gets implemented in real life.
This is it. Which
sets us back about 20 years at all times. But it's how we like it.
Well, yeah, it's safe. Nothing ever changes, you know?
The Hoover just arrived, right?
I'm hearing this internet thing is going to be big, is all I'm saying.
My dial-up connection is actually coming on really well these days. I'm playing solitaire out the wazoo, so I am.
That's an offline game, my friend.
No, I'm online playing people on my dial-up.
Oh, right, you couldn't possibly. In this day and age?
I joined an MSN chat room to talk about...
Do you remember MSN? I said that to someone and it
I am genuinely going to take you off my best friends on Bebo if you keep this attitude up. I'm going to be honest with you.
Your top nine or whatever it was.
My big love. My loves.
What a time.
If you could give this show a like and follow whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, it would really, really help us out. We're over the 100 five-star reviews on Spotify, but that doesn't mean that we have to stop.
No,
is what I was
keep
taking
going.
Shot.
Also, apparently Apple Podcasts matters again in terms of stats. Apparently something changed in some algorithm somewhere. Everyone's pushing Apple at the minute.
Look, whatever you're on, give us a follow, a review, whatever, however it works.
Exactly. Or if you just download this MP3 every week, geez, fair play to you. That's
fair fucks to you, boy. Fuck me. So we're going to start off weird news this week. In a place where I know you, Sean, like, you are...
Okay. I know you, Sean. Europe.
You are an alcoholic.
Wow. Okay, look, just because I'm hungover does not mean...
I love the idea of you defending yourself and being like, look, it's a bad time right now. I understand.
Yeah. Granted, this doesn't look great.
But I'm not an alcoholic.
Just chomping aspirin into the mic.
Look, I know you have a drinking problem and I know you're a party animal. We call
Thank
you the party you. Dude.
Cool but rude as well.
Cool
I'm both.
Rude is what we say about you. But Sean, what if you had the greatest night of your life and what happened was student thought he was hit by a rock, right?
Right.
Like, on a night out. Get hit by a rock. What actually happened was he had been shot in the head and he partied for days.
Man, he just survived death. He's basically immortal now. I got hit by Lewis yesterday, by the way. That's something that happened. It clipped me.
What do you mean it clipped you? Could you explain to people what the Lewis is, first of all?
It is a light rail tram system within Dublin.
It's our tube. It's our
But it's all overground.
Subway.
And it's shit. But I was standing on the tracks and my elbow was out and it just clicked my elbow. I wasn't hurt or damaged or anything. It just...
Oh, that makes it... It makes it less funny if you weren't hurt or damaged. But, like, so you're... Are we saying... Because you have a history on the show of, as a child, being mostly hit by every vehicle probably around at that time and probably just getting into scrapes.
Yeah, I think just plane is the last one, and then I've been hit by every vehicle there is.
to me, right, your childhood is that episode of The Simpsons when it cuts to that little girl at the top of the rope, and she's just like, I'd like to get down now.
Yeah, that's not you. Too far wrong, actually. That's good, that's pretty good.
So, how is the elbow, first of all, and can we sue them?
We can't sue them because I believe it. I'm at fault. It's on a track. I should know where the fucking thing is going.
To be fair, there is actually only one track in the city. Like, there's loads of other places you could have gone where there's no track.
This is it, yeah. But no, I chose the track.
Yeah, you decided I'm stronger. Was there a moment in your head where you were surprised it didn't bend around the strength of your arm?
Yeah, that didn't crumple like tinfoil immediately. But it just happened. Everyone looked around and was like, did you just get... Yeah, yeah.
You should have went down. If you feel contact, go down.
Go limp. Just fall with it.
Go down and start claiming. They cannot... you could say it moved at you.
it veered off the track ever so slightly.
Off the track. You were standing at least 500 yards away, and it veered off track into you.
Yeah, and then it kicked me as well.
And oh, boys. And
it spat on me. Call my mother some names.
I can't believe you got hit by the Lewis. That's actually cheered me up. Only
happy
you would
here.
Tell me that. Anybody else, I'd be like, no, you fucking didn't. They're like, no, am I messing? But if you said I got hit by the Lewis, I'd be like, yeah, actually, no, that, yeah,
fair enough.
You could tell me, like, oh, I got hit by a car yesterday. I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. I suppose.
That's how good friends we are. I never lie to Connor. It's all true.
I know. A Brazilian medical student redefined having a high shot tolerance.
That's not a phrase, is it?
No, I think they've made that phrase up.
Yeah.
Have you a high shot tolerance?
No. I'm a pint. I'll sip pints. Shots.
Would you ever put a shot in a pint?
Oh, I've done it. It's called a Boilermaker. It's not great.
Yeah.
There is a shot called a brain hemorrhage, though. That's a way better joke for this article.
If you're speaking of jokes, brain hemorrhage is really the area you want to go into.
Get your man on the phone there. I want to have a word with him. Get him on the horn.
Here, lad, have you ever heard of brain hemorrhages? Well, do I have a gag for you?
Because, right? You know, it's like, and I'm trying to explain this, like, in Brazilian, Portuguese.
like, you know, like the medical problem that has lost many, many people, family members. Okay, we'll take that.
That's your opener.
That's your opener, lad. Keep that in mind. After partying for 4 days with a bullet lodged in his brain, which he initially mistaken for an injury from a rock.
Okay, I feel like there's a difference between how a rock versus a bullet feels.
But how do you know? Have you ever been hit by a bullet?
No, that is true.
Mm. Have you ever been hit by a rock?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. you never been in a rock fight?
No.
You used to have rock fights. Fairly simple rules, I'm sure you can imagine.
The only way a rock fight finishes, surely, is if somebody, like, loses a tooth or, like, is severely harmed.
Yeah, it wasn't every evening you were playing rock fights.
Okay.
So sometimes a rock fight would break out.
Just when the people came on your turf.
Yeah. You know, like, in a driveway and there's, like, gravel. That's what you're doing. You're not, like, braining someone. It's not like the end of Parasite or anything. It's just...
Little did I know all this would happen, said Matthias Fascio, who's 21. This occurred actually a few weeks ago, around New Year's Eve, right?
Oh, man.
The party animal had been hanging out with his friends on the beach when all of a sudden he felt something strike him in the head.
Was it a sniper?
He initially thought it was a rock, as he didn't hear the gunshot. It was a silent sniper.
Fucking Agent 47 was behind some bushes.
This was an assassin hit.
Why? Yeah, how did he get... Like, why was he shot? Why was he in a place where he could be shot?
I thought it was a stone, a bad joke, that someone picked up and threw a rock, he said. He also studies medicine in school. Hang on.
Come on.
If you went to the doctor and you had been shot in the head and they said, it's only a boulder, move on with your life.
This is the I'm not a medical professional. I think we can agree on that. I think I could diagnose a bullet in the head.
Ah, that's the old bullet.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
They don't want you to know it, but those are bad for you.
That sounds like the star of all those YouTube fucking ads that you see all the time.
Yeah.
Where that fucking idiot who's always topless is like, salads. No one fucking give a shit about them. Nobody's ever gotten healthy from a salad. What you need to eat is ice cream.
He does have a rockin' bod, though, to be fair to him. Gotta get you YouTube premium.
Never. I will watch 7 ads. I will never give them my money.
Do you want to be on the family plan?
Yeah, okay. Do you have a family plan?
I do, yeah. It's me and a few friends.
Oh, fuck me, lad. Oh, you big bucks mean.
Same with Spotify, just not to brag.
Oh, go away.
It's because I'm rating so many podcasts 5 stars.
Ah, you're so... And, you know, if people did that to us, I could also get one, but we only have enough money for you to do that.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But we need Connor to join the family, is all I'm saying.
I've got no shoes.
Oh, shit, we have to buy shoes.
If there was a noise, I could imagine what it could be. But I didn't hear anything. It was completely normal. A doctor who was with the group helped staunch the bleeding and put ice on the wound. So there was loads of blood coming from his head. There was a doctor in the group.
Yeah. Who just said, oh, we'll just... keep the bullet inside, I guess.
He must have said, I got hit by a rock. They're like, oh, that's fucking weird. That's a lot of blood coming out of your brain.
That rock went really deep.
Fuck, it's very thin. It's a very small rock.
Like, partying for 4 days after that as well. Because I imagine that bleeding doesn't just stop.
I would be of the opinion that it doesn't really just scab over straight away.
Yeah, don't rub some dirt in it and it'll be grand, like.
Oblivious to what had transpired, Matthias returned to the festivities. He then swam in the ocean, partied on the beach, and hung out with his pals.
He got ocean water in his brain hole.
You don't want to get salt water. No, nobody has a wound and then is like, you know, the best place to go here is into the sea full of salt.
You know what, though? I've done it, and it feels it hurts, but it's really good. You're like, oh.
To your brain.
Sure. Yeah, maybe not your brain, I guess. But
maybe if you're like a cut on your finger, you're like, oh yeah, well, what can you do? But like,
yeah,
it's in your brain.
If there was blood coming out of my head, I probably wouldn't get in the ocean. But like any other body part is fine.
The best time to swim is after a brain damage issue. Like, that is really the most optimal time to jump into some water.
What if he had, like, eaten and got a cramp and he drowned instead? Would that be better?
Doctor, he's, like, bleeding everywhere. The doctor's like, do not get into that fucking sea. He had a sandwich. Fuck's sake.
I might not know much, but I can diagnose that.
I can diagnose a full tummy, and you, sir, have a full tummy. Do not get the fuck in there. It wasn't until 4 days later that Matthias realised something was seriously wrong. The party boy had been driving 200 miles from Rio to his hometown when he started suffering from arm spasms. I went to take a nap and I woke up with my arm feeling a little silly, he said.
So there's probably lead leaching into his brain.
I felt my fingers moving, but I didn't have the confidence to pick something up. Alarmed, he reported to the hospital, where doctors revealed he had a 9mm bullet in his fucking head.
Jesus Christ. So someone was just fucking around with a handgun on the beach and...
Yeah, just, you know, doing the old spinning thing. Spinning the trigger.
Yeah, someone's daughter just got married and they were letting off a few celebration shots in the
Yeehaw!
Air. That's what I'm imagining.
The dunner was compressing the brain in an area close to the region responsible of the movement of the right arm. So the bullet was touching the part of the brain responsible for the movement of his right arm, which led the brain to respond with movements. So that's why his arm was spasming.
Dude, it's fucking... Do you ever watch brain surgeries and stuff? Because a lot of the time they'll keep the person awake and doing something.
Mm.
And then they're just poking the brain and they're doing different things. It's wild.
The more you think about the brain, the more, like, I think it's like an existential human thing that we've developed to the point that if you think about it too much, then the fear of it all is too much.
That's the thing. Like, the brain named itself. Like... Mm. Did you ever think, because I used to think this, that there's some series of commands you can put into your brain that will just turn it off. And, like, you have to go through a few doors to get there, but, like, I could just, like, I don't know, I could do a system shutdown or something like that.
I just imagine you at seven.
I was about seven.
Like, up, up, down, down, left, right, left, yeah. Right, triangle, triangle, square, dead? No, still here, okay.
Whoa. But that's, like, you're joking, that's genuine, and I was like... But then I was like, oh, maybe I should stop, because what if it actually works?
What if you actually... Well, I suppose if it works, you'll never be able to tell anyone.
That's the thing. Maybe that's how everyone dies. They just figure it out in the moment.
They all got the cheat code.
Yeah, there's a certain point in your life that you learn it, and then
there's
you
actually
die immediately.
There's a bit of romance, I think, to the idea that any loved ones that we've all lost, like, they haven't died. What they have done is they've... successfully found the cheat code,
yeah,
to move on to the next level.
That's, yeah, that this is all some kind of preparation, a tutorial, if you will.
Sean, I'm not being funny, but do you think we could start a cult around this?
100% we could.
Yes. I think me and you could be the leaders of the cult. We need a cool name, maybe a snazzy title.
Weird News Wednesday, Heroes for Hire. Like, we got two charismatic leaders right here, and we have a bunch of followers, Connor. Like, we're not a million miles away. We do weekly sermons, like...
We can turn this around, lad.
Dude, right. Fucking tax-free. It's going to be great.
We're going to make men... I'm going to have shoes so soon.
No. No shoes. No shoes for you.
You just have 70 pairs of shoes. And
sorry,
Connor,
the budget can't stretch.
Sean does the finance for the cult.
Oh, no. Oh, heavens, no.
So they had to basically undergo a two-hour operation to remove the bullet. Thankfully, doctors successfully extracted the projectile without causing any damage. They then sent the bullet to the police, trying to find out who fired the shot. The case is particularly vexing, as there are no reports of any shootings that day on the beach. So, everybody is in disbelief about the whole thing. He had a bullet in his head for 4 days. He went partying for 4 days. And then he went for a nap. And when he woke up, his arm wouldn't stop moving. And he found out the bullet was touching the part of his brain that moved, like, his right arm.
I don't know how you could be partying for 4 days. He must have been in pain.
Or consistently drunk.
Oh, and he's just numb to it all. Like,
he's just shit-faced for 4 days.
Man, you'd want to be... That's a long time to stay shit-faced.
But, like, if you're
hungover...
But
then I guess you wake up and you're hungover and you just assume...
Oh, my head is killing me.
Yeah, probably that stone that hit me earlier.
Probably that fucking stone or all of the drink, not a bullet in my head.
That would be a great opening line for a rap album or something. Because if you want to do that in addition to the cult thing, we can have a
I just have a headache. It's not a bullet in my head. This guy is so fucking hard. Oh, shit.
Oh, that flow, that freestyle he just dropped.
I'm going to have to figure out the next line to rhyme with headache. But as soon as I figure that out, oh, boy, are fucked.
Make the bed shake, Connor.
Oh.
Just came up with that, top of the dome.
I get the shivers. I make the bed shake.
Because there's a bullet in my fucking brain.
It's all about just me being weak and slowly dying. But, like, every line ends with, like, really enunciating, like, the hardest thing ever. But just, like, I'm also really sick and also kind of a bit down.
No, it's like we're a duo and I keep trying to pull it back and make it cool and, like... Like thuggy, and then you keep bringing the tone back down.
There's got to be a Key and Peele sketch on this.
Has to be, yeah.
Like, there has to be.
The hardest working hype man in rap.
Just like, he's the hardest fucker in the world. Well, actually, no one else is hard. My taxes, and actually my life. You're completely right. Yeah, that's true.
My wife left Susan. I want to see the kids.
He fucks loads of bitches. Don't tell Susan, please. okay, Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. Now, we have a segment here on Weird News that is called Sean Solves.
It is indeed. 100% success rate, never been beaten by a question.
Yeah, still no jingle, but how it works is I find that agony aunt kind of situation that I found online that other people are trying to solve, find solutions
amateurs
for.
Trying to solve, Connor, please.
Idiots, if you
doctors,
will.
Doctors, professor, all of these people have tried.
I cannot stress enough, just like hucksters, shysters, people trying to solve it for their own monetary rewards.
Yeah, whereas we are in it for entertainment.
Until we start the cult, it's for purely entertainment purposes.
That's the thing. Oh, this would do so well in the cult. They'd love it.
Sean solves. It's like people come to like our church or our building, and you are at the top, and they just one by one give you solution problems, and every solution is just the worst idea they've ever heard. But they're like, "Thank you so much, sir. Oh my god, thank you."
Yeah, I want it to be like I'm at the end of a bar on a high stool, and people just work their way up towards me. But I keep sitting. Yeah, yeah. that's like our Vatican City. Is just a big old pub.
Yeah, and he's not an alcoholic. Can't stress that enough.
But in a world where I could be a cult leader and have anything I want, I just want a high stool.
I love a drink. I love a fucking drink.
A pint would be nice now.
So Sean solves. Our most successful, obviously, our most successful segment in that it's our only segment on Weird News.
For now.
And for now. We don't have a Connor Solves. I don't have the education. I don't have the experience. I don't have the solutions.
You don't have the common sense needed to solve these problems.
Right? But you, Sean, you obviously have solved everybody's problems. So I'm going to bring you this, and I want you to tell this person what to do. Boyfriend is in a relationship with two sex dolls and doesn't see why I'm threatened.
What? Okay. So, I mean, there's an obvious answer here. And
yeah.
Fucking get on board is the answer. That's an odd dynamic. I need some more information.
So, she says, during the pandemic, her boyfriend decided to purchase a plastic doll as he'd not had any, you know, he'd not had a lot of physical contact because of the pandemic lockdown. They were able to see each other.
In separate places, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was going through a period, maybe a lonely period.
Right. Was this a discussion, I wonder? Like, or did he just say one day, oh, look what I bought?
I don't really know. Yeah, do you bring that up or is it something you do afterwards?
I feel like, is it like an ask for forgiveness kind of situation?
Yeah, oh, I bought it, I'll never use it again.
Yeah. You'd have to get rid of it. Like, you wouldn't want it in the house. The temptation, it would be too much.
So, here's the thing, right? He found venturing into the world of online sex dolls scary. But in October of 2021, he decided to pay $3,000 for his very own life-sized physical synthetic companion, and he named her Karina.
Don't name it. Like, don't stop ascribing a personality to this.
Question, Sean solves, that I have for you,
yes,
obviously, O-leader. Yes, my son, speak.
speak plainly.
Speak plainly to me, boy. What are you saying? Is it weirder to name the doll after your real-life girlfriend, or is it weirder to name her a completely different woman's name?
It's weirder.
I've spoken plainly, my father.
You have indeed, and you have challenged me with this one, but I believe
that makes me angry.
I think it's weirder to make her a whole other person.
Mm.
You know, because it takes any element of any element of means to an end out of the situation.
I'll be honest with you, much easier to get away with. Not easy, but much easier than the opposite. If you go, it was you.
I was picturing you the whole time.
I called her your name. So Rod from New South Wales told the news.
His name's Rod.
Rod, yeah.
Fair play to him.
And he soon began to feel the benefits of being with Karina, both physically and mentally. He said he'd gone from having very little to something that needed care and maintenance, and he was happy to share. He was happy sharing that it felt nice. But then Rod broke the news to his real-life partner a month after purchasing Karina.
I see. Okay. Can't imagine that was a fun conversation.
She wasn't very pleased with the turn of events, but he explained she was just company for him. So, I mean, come on now.
Look, if you're trying to get the job done, there are other less humanoid ways to achieve that. Like, you don't need to spend $3,000, is all I'm saying.
I have a thing, though, that you might, this might change your mind.
Right.
Is that his real life girlfriend? They were long distance. She actually lived nearly 2,000 miles away.
Right. Look, I'm going to be honest. If long distance.
No. I'm saying yeah. That as in, like, that's a plot twist that maybe you didn't know. I'm not saying it as an excuse for.
No. That's totally fair. But that information, that means if this is the thing, and if that's a pain point and you can't work past that, break up. It's fine.
He can't chase you. He's miles away.
Find someone 40 minutes from your house. It'll be grand.
So he said that she felt threatened, and he was wondering why. Or no, she was wondering why he needed a plastic companion. Now, Rod and his partner had met online just 7 months earlier. 7 months in, not even long term.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of better than if they were together 3 years and he did this. You know?
True.
But it's still not great. And it's still a bit odd. I don't see why he had to go that big that soon, you know?
Eventually, she says, I accepted the fact that he had to have the doll because he was lonely and he kind of talked me around. That, look, it's fucking weird, it's not for me, but if it makes him happy. And then he purchased another doll named Lauren.
It's the second doll that I can't sanction.
If you were on the fence, you are no longer on the fence.
Yeah. What was there a conversation around the second doll that she had?
No. Apparently, though, Sean, it got worse because he also found a new hobby with the new dolls. Getting into portrait photography, using the dolls as his muses.
Okay. Now, this is for the other person in the relationship. Leave now, because he's going to start eating skin or something. That's insane.
He can't eat their skin, though, because they have no skin.
That's a gateway skin. It's like
the old gateway skin.
It's going to end up there.
He shared that prior to then making an Instagram account for Karina.
Oh, give me this fucking... Okay, what am I searching here? How do you spell Karina?
K-A-R-I-N-A. I don't know how you're going to find Karina Sext on Instagram.
Sorry, Connor, are you looking at my screen? Because Instagram...
Your algorithm is so confused.
It's long gone. It's long gone. Is this her? No, that's an arse.
It's the old... Very hard to narrow down.
It's strange. It's strange. He's an older fella. I'll say young looking doll. We are dead behind the eyes. All of these sex dolls, I must say. When I was in Japan, I wandered into an adult section.
Sorry,
of a shop.
I'm going to stop you there. We all thought the same thing, right? Everyone other than Sean wandered.
No. I did. Actually, it was insane because it's like a 6 floors of a shop, right?
Yeah.
And like floors 1 to 4, completely normal. Floor 5, hardcore sex stuff. Floor 6, back to normal stuff.
That's where they get you.
They had one of these sex stuff, but it was like strung up from the ceiling.
What? Like, hanging?
Like, bondaged. Not like from a noose.
Not from, like, a noose.
But just, like, hanging out there. And I kept, like, you'd catch it in your vision. And you're like, oh, is that a real person? No, it wasn't. It was a horrifying
sex doll.
I know
for a fact that all of the best stuff in that shop was on sex.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, you have to weed.
These are for the travellers who have gotten to the end.
Yeah. But, like, do you imagine getting that back in your suitcase? Like, it's just a body.
So then he then started having a supportive group of pals who are all now sex doll owners, who he's now friends with. And I think we need to come back to the fact that this was brought up because his girlfriend was obviously threatened, and now she's very confused because what do you do?
Leave him. Break up. That's a deal breaker, like, if I've ever seen. Two sex dolls.
The one.
What could be, what can you achieve with two that you can't achieve at one? Is my question.
I suppose that's true. Like, it's really, the onus is still on him.
This is the thing. You only have one cock. Like, it's
that's the name of our religion.
One cock. One
cock. And it's you, the dickhead.
Yeah.
No, but
beautiful.
Thank you. No, but like, that
we would
is
not
so
have done
true.
This story
what can you do with two that one was not enough for? Because the effort is still only coming from one direction, no matter how many you have.
Yeah, and you're not like, it's not like one's a really good conversationalist or anything like that. Like,
one's really good at making tea.
Like, are they from the same factory? Like,
What does that matter? Are they, like, related? You're, like, into incest kind of
shit. No, is there a difference? Like, what, the mechanics of the thing, what varies between, you know, like.
What you want is, like, some sort of machine, mechanical machine on one of them.
Yeah. So, like.
You want to have one of them steam powered, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, some kind of plutonium generator inside.
Run on coal.
Just shoveling it in.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I just wanted to bring that to you because the question now becomes, what does she do at that point? And your idea was just leave.
Well, leave is like the... I think that's done. I think this is too weird now that there's several news stories about it.
Yeah.
It's even weirder.
I think if you went around to your friend's house, right? And they had one sex doll. Right?
Yeah.
I think you'd be like, super weird, John. I didn't know you were into that. Look, fair
enough.
What
do you do in your private time?
What do you
time?
Do in your home, I don't give a fuck about. Let's go to the cinema, right? As we planned already. But if you come around the next week and there's two.
John.
I think, how long is it before you make an awkward joke about, like, you go, oh, well, one wasn't enough, was it? Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, immediately like, I'm saying that. Like, you know, it's fucking odd. If it was you and I went over to your house and you had two sex dolls.
Yeah.
You would not hear the end of it. You would be mercilessly ribbed.
How many would I have for you to stop talking to me?
I think three would be the limit.
Once you get to three.
Three, you start to become like someone you read about on the news. Like,
and, like, by the third one, you kind of just text, like, I'm outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm texting your fiance, like, is he okay? Like,
genuinely, I'm outside. We have an intervention banner here.
It's a big, like, box, but it's like three sex dolls underneath it. And then we pull a big string and you're trapped.
It's a big trap door. Oh my God. It's in the box with a stick.
Yeah. Also, another option that you could do, you need to commission the manufacturer of the sex dolls to make one exactly in your image and then demand that he gets rid of the other two and you be the only one. And then name it yourself. Like, that. Then that's...
Are you a true bro?
Yeah. What?
No, but like, you get one that looks exactly like you and you give it to your friend and be like, I knew you were into sex dolls, and it'd be super rude if you didn't like this one that I'm giving you.
Okay.
You're double bluffing. You're basically playing him by his own game.
So wait, if I, you think my solution should be, you have two sex dolls already, and I gift you a third crafted in my image.
It'll ruin it.
Actually, yeah, it'll colour the entire world
all
of
dolls
sex dollary
in future,
for you.
I'll just have the cold dead eyes of your doll and just say, nah, yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck the whole thing. It's grand.
And you can't get rid of it. Like, it's got to stay in the house.
This is why I'm an idiot. It's not called Connor Solves. I can't figure out a solution. You are obviously the solution master.
That's the thing. But I think the perfectly accurate replica sex doll for this lady could be the way to go. And just ship that to Australia and then let him have his fun.
Then, so you get one exactly like you and then be like, if you're doing it with the other two, you're cheating.
That's the thing. Yeah, because, and that's in word, that's in terms, you have to play in his fucking fantasy land that he has.
Yeah.
So, and then it's like, but this was the reason, is that we're so far apart that we couldn't be intimate in such ways, in a wifely way. Like, so now, here's the best of both worlds, you know? Tape an iPad and FaceTime him, like, do whatever you want.
That cannot be fun. Okay, we're moving on. Sean solves another solution. I mean,
I'm knocked out of the park.
Every single time, man. Every time there's a solution. Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. And this is just a small one that I just thought that boyfriend busted for dressing in drag to take career exam for a girlfriend.
That's love. Like, if someone... If your man won't do that for you, red flag.
Is he really your man? If he would,
imagine me trying to dress like Arlo Dawn, like all 6 foot of me trying to be 5 foot nine,
just fully committing to the bit.
Yeah, like fully. I'm in there. I also do worse on the test. Is the issue?
Yeah. I'm also dumber.
Yeah. Like, no. I'll do it for you. Don't worry.
They're like, no, genuinely don't. I'll go myself.
Stop. I want to go.
You're like trying to mansplain. Like, I think I know this, right? I know. Yeah. What are you involved in? Science? I was trying to fucking do that.
It's been a really horrible part. Like, the examiner is a lady and you're just like, hey, is there a man I could speak to about this?
Just like, me and you, gal, we gotta stick together. Todd copying someone else's test answers was extreme. Well, a 26-year-old man named Angrez Singh has been arrested after allegedly masquerading as his girlfriend so he could take an exam in her stead. He tried to enter the examination hall by changing his appearance. He basically dressed completely like her at the DAV public school earlier this month. He had reportedly previously failed the exam. Sorry, she had previously failed the exam.
Right.
A prerequisite to becoming a healthcare worker.
It's like that lady who failed her driving test 900 times. Sometimes you're just not meant for something.
Healthcare is one of those where it's like you can't really have an upsie. And up to days, he doesn't really work there.
You don't get a free pass.
You sit in the wrong spreadsheet. Fair fucks. Okay, grand. It doesn't matter. But you accidentally drain the blood of a 75-year-old woman.
Yeah, the healthcare workers don't typically drain all the blood out of someone. I need you to know that.
I think they do.
Sorry. I didn't look into it. So that's why you're the boss.
I have no more further questions.
I get challenged and just fold immediately.
I could be saying the maddest shit ever. You're like, no, well, that makes sense. He said it with enough conviction that I do believe him. Yes.
Yeah, I respect that in someone.
To deceive the test officials, the undercover lover shaved his facial hair, applied makeup, and got gussied up in women's clothes before entering the exam room.
Dude, gussied up should come back as a term. That's
gussied wonderful. Is a great word.
It's great,
bring back
you know?
Gussied. They basically it's a prerequisite to become a female multi-purpose healthcare worker, and she had failed the exam previously. So to get around that, he said he would dress up as her, shave his beard, apply the makeup. The impersonator even went so far as to forge his girlfriend's voter card, ID card, and 12-digit unique identity number to make the illusion ironclad.
It's like some kind of Ocean's 13 situation.
It's like, kind of, yeah, he's on a heist movie.
Yeah, but it's like for something that she should really just knuckle down and study, you know?
Unfortunately, he failed the exam.
Oh. Amateur.
The official reportedly grew suspicious after noticing that his face didn't match the picture on the application form.
Like 5 o'clock shadow started growing in.
Just like his beard gets longer and longer as it goes on. The con artist was subsequently arrested for his bizarre cheating tactic. They also accused her of conspiring with her boyfriend, as they believed he wouldn't have been able to enact the deception without her consent and possible assistance, surely. They can't prove it, but there's no way she's not in on it.
It's way weirder if you didn't know about this.
Like. Yeah. So, I mean, is it a good example of love, or is it... Maybe this guy was there like, how hard can it be? I can do it myself.
Because she's presumably studying all of this and she failed it. And he's just hanging around. So, like, we did that whole thing as a bit, but that's what he actually did. He was like,
he's a dickhead or if he's like, you're so stressed, I'll do it for you. Maybe she was ill. Maybe she wasn't well. It's very important I take it.
There's other ways. You can reschedule the test to another day. You can help her to study. Like, you don't have to dress up as her.
I think that's a proper, like, it's definitely a man thing to be like, no, fuck that, I can do that. Obviously. Yeah,
he has a bullet in his head, a sakai from earlier.
His right arm just fucking around the place.
He can't scribble.
So, Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. And I have a strange one that feels like the start of a movie you see on, like, Sci-Fi or, like, FX or whatever, because I have bees swarm plane on tarmac, leaving passengers trapped inside.
Oh, that's the end of Bee Movie, though, isn't it? All the bees get together and lift the plane at the end.
All I know about Bee Movie is that woman wants to have sex with a bee.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. It's a kids' movie.
And her husband is like, what?
He's reasonably distressed by this fact.
He's like, you probably shouldn't have sex with a bee. She's like, you just don't understand me. You know what I mean?
You can have sex with a bee.
No matter how hard you try, Susan, you just can't. You know what I mean?
It's and it's also Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So he prefers 16-year-old bees.
Oh! You're much too old for Jerry. He's like explaining all this.
It's like, you know, this is the, you're explaining the joke to her. It's like,
no, he's like, no, seriously, that bee sounds exactly like Jerry. And I'll be honest with you, he's much too, he doesn't want you. I'm telling you now.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to call you old, but he's not into you, brother.
You're not Jerry's type.
Doing exams. That's his type.
Was there a shipment of honey on the plane or flowers or something?
Well, passengers at a Brazilian airport were left stranded on the tarmac for more than 2 hours on Monday after a swarm of bees covered the wing of their plane. This is at 12:30 p.m. with those on board hoping to disembark. But a buzzing sound outside the plane soon startled passengers, who were ordered back into their seat by the people on the plane.
I like it often comes up when we get bee stories, but the sound of a mass of bees is terrifying.
Well, the swarm, I don't like that word, started landing on the plane's windows, causing crew members to fear what would happen if they opened the door.
I mean, bees don't want to sting. You know, they know they die.
Yeah, so. but you gotta admit, it's fucking fairly, it's intimidating if you're like in the plane and you're all in a confined place and then you look and every window is covered with hundreds of bees.
But I don't, like, maybe this is me, but I would
you're
I
built
would,
different.
I would simply just walk out of the plane and it would be fine.
It wouldn't be, though.
It would be grand.
Lad, it only takes one rogue bee, and then they all start getting the idea. You know what I mean? No, they start taking it and not show you.
I'll prove no threat to the bees. They'll know me as a friend.
How?
I'll just walk straight past. I won't bother them. I'll just keep my head down.
At all Jerry, guys. At all Jerry.
They all just jump you.
So they wouldn't budge for 2 hours, and they had to eventually call the fire department for help. It took some time to arrive, assess the situation, figure out what to do, they said, adding the passengers were getting antsy about being trapped on board the plane.
Antsy, you say? That's another... Incident.
That's a different movie. Then some of the bees settled on one of the plane's wings while the rest continued flying above the aircraft. There were so many and they wouldn't leave the aircraft. After quite a while, the firefighters used, and this is the most suspicious part, an unidentified substance to remove them from around the plane.
Was it water, by any chance?
I mean, if it was water, why would you say unidentified substance?
Because they didn't take the time to ask. There's not a huge amount of bees. I've looked up the photo.
That's a photo. I mean, there could have been many more.
What, like hiding on the other side of the plane?
Yeah, like they could be hiding underneath.
I don't think they're... No, because bees stick together. Like, they're... Because of all the honey. You can buy bees online, do you know that?
What are you talking about?
You can... It's a fairly simple statement. You can purchase bees on the internet.
Did I fucking stutter? I said, you can purchase bees.
You can purchase bees. You can buy like a queen and they'll just rock up and then you can get other bees and then you have bees and then you just keep bees for a while.
But why would you... Why would you think you're qualified for that?
I don't think... I think it's one of... Like, it's a learning curve. For sure.
A steep learning curve.
Yeah, but it's a hobby. You know, you're not going to be good at everything right away, Connor. It's one of the oldest traditions.
But I just think, right, I can never understand how someone gets good at that. Because, look, I know bees are super important. Like, the world's going to end if we don't have bees. Like, yeah. We're fucked.
We're going to end anyway. Like, it's...
Yeah, we're going to end anyway. But, I mean, we're going to end faster. Without
It'd be nice to have vegetables while we're fucking...
To have vegetables, what I'm thinking, right? But I don't know how someone thinks I deserve the responsibility of looking after some bees. Because I would 100% wipe them out. I would eradicate them. I wouldn't trust myself. They're definitely dying.
Look, it does happen. That there is, like, hives just kind of die off.
We can't just give them to anybody willy-nilly. You gotta surely get some sort of license.
You can do a course in bees. I'm fairly sure you can just keep them as a hobbyist. Like, who's going to control bees? No one.
Exactly. We should give the bees to only the best and the brightest. Not to any old fucking moron, such as maybe Sean Mead that I know of. I would not give him a bee. He got hit by a fucking Lewis yesterday.
Hey, that's extraneous to my desire to take up apiary. Like...
What are these sentences?
They've never been said before, only here.
Ever since you became a cult leader, you've really changed.
I just say I fucking downloaded a thesaurus into my brain and then turned it off accidentally.
Ah.
Yeah, cycling back. they're putting bees everywhere now. There's bees on the roof of the office I work in.
What do you mean, like, they're putting bees everywhere?
They're starting hives and just putting them in various places.
Are they?
Keep the bees up. Yeah, and then they sell the honey in the canteen for 10 quid a jar.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's what we're working
with. You know it's not travelling. If it's coming from roof to bottom, that's fucking... There's no transport in that land.
That's on site, surely.
That's on site. That surely brings down the price. Has to.
Has to. Simply has to. Jesus, it's fucking bullshit, lads. I'll do it. Leave me up on the roof there.
Shrew's bringing it down. Fucking Jim. He went up and got a fucking bucket and he brings it down. That'd take 15 minutes.
When's the last time you were stung by a bee?
Now, bee or wasp, because you never tell, but I assume the bees don't sting. They're cool.
Bees will sting if they feel threatened at all. They just die right after.
The last time I got stung, many years ago. Many years ago.
I was a kid, I think, the last time I was stung.
You were Macaulay Culkin.
In fucking... his glasses, he can't see without his glasses. Yeah,
that is you.
Not far wrong.
I think I got stung. The funny story about that is I got stung. My dad, I was with my dad. I think I was only about like maybe 7 or 8. And he found, he knew someone that was at the match. We were at a football match. And he ran into someone that he knew. And he was chatting away to them, right?
Yeah.
And I'm standing behind them, as you do, right? And I'm like, just standing there, minding my own business. I had a ball underneath my arm. I remember classic. Like a football, classic move.
Little propeller hat on and a lollipop.
Little propeller hat and a stripy top, as usual, little shorts. And so I'm standing there, minding my own business. I'm like, you don't, when you're 7 or 8, you don't really give a shit about what your dad is talking to with this guy that he's ran into randomly after like 7 years. Oh, how's it going? So they're talking shit. I'm kind of looking into the distance, probably thinking about PlayStation 2. And all of a sudden, stuck in the hand. Right?
Oh,
big time.
Rough spot. Yeah, rough spot.
Big time.
Did you stay strong? Did you cry?
I didn't see. It was a strange situation because he's still in conversation. He doesn't know what's happened. The back is turned.
And he doesn't want to be interrupted, I imagine.
And you don't want to be the interrupter. Right?
Yeah, because that's the worst thing you can be as a child.
I actually was quite proud because I held strong. And then I eventually was like, Dad, I've been stung by a wasp. And he had to do the old, I'll talk to you in a minute, John.
I have to deal with this.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
He pulls out another wasp, sings you again.
It's the only way you learn.
What did you do?
I think we figured it out. I think I got an ice cream on the way home. That was my way.
Oh, nice. Pretty good.
Yeah, classic. I could have just
vinegar
pretended.
For wasp things, isn't it? That's what you put on them?
It's one of those where you don't really get stung that often that you really need to know.
That's the thing, yeah. And if you're getting stung that often, you probably need a specialised product.
You probably need to stop covering yourself in some sort of sweet sugary substance.
That's the last time I got stung, as I had jam all over my face. I was 24 at the time.
It was last week. You were just eating it like Winnie the fucking Pooh.
Yeah. The baking soda paste you can do on a wasp
there was
sting.
The one most people know is the nettle one.
Yeah. Rub a dock leaf on things.
You're spitting a dock leaf and rub it on.
Yeah. It works is the thing. Like it
doesn't make any sense.
Remedy. It's just like dock leaves are just the biggest assholes because they're just like, oh, we'll go right next to nettles and just completely nullify them. It's grand. They're great.
It's actually good work by them, but also
pretty cool move.
I have a question for you. I know you're not in the gardening, Sean, but I do have a question.
You don't know.
What's the point of nettles? What are we talking about here?
You can do nettle tea is really, really nice. Nettle soup as well. You can.
The nettle soup just reminds me of the fucking famine. I'm not going near that, right? Just
you have flashbacks to the famine.
I'm getting flashbacks to 1840. Right?
Yeah, it was a rough time. I saw a photo on Twitter of potato blight. Like, it's back.
Talk to me now, right?
Why are you telling me it's back? It's back. Now, look, Connor, much as it was in the 1840s,
are we prepared?
There's more than enough food on this island to feed everyone. But sometimes we're made to fucking export it. Sorry, I went.
I just have a question. Are the Brits at it again?
Brits are at it again. At it again, lad.
It's been 3 days since they were at it again. Now they're at it again. Okay, right.
Look, what can we say? Shout out to all of our British listeners.
No, my favourite is there's a Twitter page on in like I think it's an Irish Twitter page, and it's just like, are the Brits at it again? But it's always about like if there's an Irish actor who's doing well or an actress that's doing or a sports star that's doing well, and then they suddenly become British once they start winning shit. And
yeah, Barry Keoghan was claimed there.
Barry Keoghan, but they claimed as British last week, and I was like, he's the filthiest Irish accent on him of all time. Would you stop?
Yeah, and they fucking love claiming Cillian Murphy as well.
Murphy's one of their faves because, you know, he dresses up as a gangster or whatever. But, you know, he's definitely one of ours.
Yeah, look at him. You can't deny that man's from Cork.
The big Irish head in him.
Big Irish head on him. If anyone doesn't know,
the guy is like, you know, you're both British. And he was like, no.
Different country.
different, lad. Different. Just to be honest with you.
I can't stress enough.
But you know what they don't do? They still haven't claimed McGregor. And I don't know why. Because
they can have him.
Lads, you can have him.
I think it's the fine. Americans might have McGregor now, to be fair.
Like, anyone can claim him. Whoever wants him can claim him. We've got so many cool people.
Did you see Noah Kahan, the musician? He announced he was doing a show in Dublin, but he said it was Dublin, UK.
Oh,
the comments were not kind to the man.
Oh, lads.
Noah, you were so close.
It's the riskiest move ever, man.
It's a risky play. It didn't pay off.
You don't want to do that.
No, just say Dublin. We all know where it is.
Like, if you went to Scotland and you said England, that's still, they're not into that either.
That's the thing. But you could say UK in that situation.
You can get away with UK, but you cannot get away with England. If you say England, they're going to riot.
That's the thing. Same with, like, if you're doing a show in Wales and you say you're playing England. Nah.
Mm.
Different country, lads.
But Ireland is even, that's a different, yeah. You don't want to do anything to do with that.
Baggage is all
you,
I'm
you
saying.
You would actually much more get away with saying, I can't believe I'm here in Belgium. We wouldn't really give a shit about that. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's only if you say the UK.
Yeah, you can't. Do you remember a Paramore? She just said the
word.
We
were both at that concert.
Yeah. And it's just Hayley Williams just brought up, like, last time I was in the UK, the booze started immediately.
Yeah, immediately. And she was just like, oh, I understand.
But she was like, no, let me finish. She's like, last time I was in the UK, before I then went to Ireland.
Even the sound.
Just the idea that we could be fucking confused. This podcast could just be us chatting, by the way.
We could just talk about Irish stuff if you want. Like, just people in England are like, what do you mean? What are we doing?
What do we do? What do we do wrong?
Don't be claiming Barry, right? Just, like,
yeah.
We had fucking Killian... not Killian Murphy. The Penguin. Colin Farrell.
Right? Yeah.
You tried with Colin for a few years.
Yeah,
you tried
with
Fassbender.
Those men cannot be denied, though. They're clearly.
No, you can't. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. What are you Googling, by the way?
I was checking Facebook Messenger. I saw I had a notification, but my phone is over the other side of the thing.
I thought you were Googling something about this because I was going to finish off on another story.
No, it's my pizza's here.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. So we're finishing off with just the saddest headline I can think of, because there was a man last year that we covered. He had a YouTube channel. He was from Japan. He dressed himself up. He spent 12 grand transforming himself into a dog.
It hasn't come around to being good for me yet. I still
now,
hate
see,
it.
The reason I bring this up is because you went quite hard at old Toko, the furry pooch from Japan.
It's weird and I hate it and it makes me uncomfortable.
He spent 12 grand to basically become a dog. He made himself a dog suit.
Yeah, and can he be put down? Is that a question?
Well, he's a human. He has a human-sized collie costume, and it's his lifelong ambition. And I remember bringing it to you, and you were like, this is fucking weird. Fuck him. Fuck everything. This guy needs to die.
Yeah, I think that's a quote that you read out for me there. I stand by it.
Man who spent 12 grand turning himself into a dog is sad at fetish misconception.
It's definitely a fetish, though. Like, you're not doing that for the love of it.
I think he's gaslighting you.
Yeah, he's trying to make me think that I'm weird.
Yeah, he's sad that you think it's a weird fetish, because it's not. He's just into dogs.
Yeah, that's the problem. Don't dress up like a dog.
He said, I rarely tell my friends because I'm afraid that they will think I'm weird. My friends and family seemed very surprised to learn that I became an animal.
Yeah, I would be pretty surprised too if my friend was a freak.
I've never heard you go stronger than anyone other than this one guy. And I love
it. I usually try and see both sides and shit like that, but no.
Mostly you're like, oh, just let people, whatever they're into, fair fucks. Like, this guy has a YouTube channel, he's doing it, it's a hyper-realistic collie costume, whatever, right? If he wants to fork out thousands, cool.
Yeah,
surely,
but don't wear it in public.
Mm.
Do it in your own house. and admit it's a fetish.
When asked about the negative remarks he gets around the fetish, Toko told the New York Post, "I'm just sad that people can think that. I love animals and I enjoy play acting like a collie. This is my hobby, so I will carry on. It makes me happy and other people happy too. See
that's
now."
That's fine. That's fine. But it's just acknowledge it's weird. Acknowledge this is an odd, unsettling, uncanny valley thing that's going
he
on.
He sniffs other dogs in the park.
See, this is, he's too far gone. He's lost himself.
And he rolls around on the floor.
How does this man is in bits? Like, every part of him must be.
I think what really got you the last time is the next line I'm going to say is that he obviously does things that only dogs do. He also enjoys tummy rubs.
See, don't. Get,
that's
then you're
sinister.
You're bringing someone else into it at that point.
And yeah, it's not just for you.
Yeah, there's definitely, he's definitely.
He eats his own fake dog food. He lays in a hammock and he even has his own cage.
Like, yeah, keep him in it. Like, just throw away the key.
He is 24/7 in the suit. He is.
That's insane.
He's become a dog.
I think we need to acknowledge that that's not okay. Like, that's not
how
a hobby.
How do you do your
that's,
taxes?
How do you exist? How do you go to a doctor? Like,
how do you go to the doctor and be like, "Oh, my knee is at me again"?
Is it the dog? It's the dog costume. Yeah,
it's me on all fours in the dog costume. Yes, obviously.
I like this is the one thing that Sean can't solve. Like, I don't. There's no outward recourse.
Some people
for this.
Are too far gone.
Yeah, they're beyond saving. Yeah.
So are you saying him being sad at the misconception that it's a fetish is wrong? He shouldn't be sad because it definitely still is a fetish.
I think he needs to acknowledge that he's incorrect and it is a fetish. He just doesn't want to.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If he's smelling other dogs in the park, does he have some thoughts?
Uh-huh.
About doing other things to other dogs, or does
thank
he still
you
have
everyone
thoughts?
For listening to this episode. Of
I
we found the line. We found the line of the show. It's great. It's great. It's wonderful. The line. I love the line.
Sometimes it's important to ask the questions.
No. Let's not entertain any of that, Connor.
It's a
none
misconception.
Of that carry on.
I'm sad for him.
Yes,
well.
He wants to fuck other dogs.
He probably wants to have sex with dogs. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Sean, let's get it for this week's weird news.
Thank you. Yes, I need that
you,
to
you
be
should
the
thank
end.
Me. I brought you
yes.
this.
What a week. Want me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, and next Wednesday with another episode, another sermon of Weird News Wednesday. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. The link to that is in the description. And shout-outs to Roisin and Baby Ben Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuckin' in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, and congrats Roisin on your baby Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost, currently busy romancing Astarion, Ed Ball, Connor and Lorraine are debating which is cuter, Sean's proposal in Japan or Connor's proposal on the Pelp, Russ, Sean, don't believe all the negativity, if I ever got a make-a-wish I definitely ask for a visit from you, Parfit, Jackson Bruheim is honoured to be picked as Sean's replacement and has already claimed his parking space, Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon, Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Mikey is a ledge bag, Kyle Borowski, Rory screamed when he was responded to on Twitter, and Sean subbed to the Patreon after 10 creamy pints. That's getting longer, lads.
I love it. I love it.
It's great. Thank you, everyone who supports us over there. There are other ways to support the show. Heroesforhire.ie/shop is our merch store. Twitter is @HeroesForHirePod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devlin's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've cut it all.
Go in peace.
Bless you, my children. Goodbye.
Bye.